On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are joined by Andy Umpham, Assistant Director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, to discuss rule changes in baseball for the 2024 season.
Andy, if you want to kind of start off our conversation talking a little bit about what those rule changes are for this season.
Sure, yeah, great, Clayton. Thanks for having me. You know, for 2024, there wasn't a ton of major rule changes. I think the big one that, you know, a lot of coaches have been talking about is the illegal use of electronic communication that is now being implemented fresh this year. Starting this year, catchers are allowed to use radio communication, one-way radio communication from the dugouts, a coach from the dugout to the catcher. Again, this is one-way radio communication from the dugout to the catcher only. And this is implemented in the idea of pace of play. Pace of play has kind of been a point of emphasis from the NFHS nationwide for high school baseball. And this is one of the rule changes that has been implemented to maybe help with that. I do think this is kind of just the initial start. Electronic communication is pretty readily used at the higher levels, collegiately and professionally, whether it's electronic wristbands, radio communication with multiple defenders or people at bats. But again, this is just the initial step. So again, it's just one-way radio communication from the dugout to the catcher only. And then other rule changes, play calls on the wristbands. They have all these play calls. A lot of coaches utilize that for a variety of things. And there's just been some rules to clarify whether those must be worn on the wrist or forearm. But that has to do more with uniform. Other than that, really the other rule change was just kind of points of emphasis. I kind of mentioned already pace of play. Umpire jurisdiction over the field of play, just kind of clarifying some of those things, and then foul language. Not necessarily in Iowa, but just nationwide, NFHS has a point of emphasis with language, and so that's been made prevalent as an important thing to make sure that appropriate language being used as a point of emphasis. But overall, you know, the biggest rule change is going to be that radio communication, and really kind of excited to see how it's implemented and if it does truly make an impact on the pace of play, which I think could be a positive thing.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of touched upon it already, though, but with the one-way communication to the catcher, what do you see as kind of the biggest impacts that will have on the game? You already mentioned pace of play, but do you see any other ways that that's going to affect just the overall game?
Yeah, you know, I think efficiency of pitch calls, I think, is going to be one. Like I said, the pace of play, and then I think just, you know, just the opportunity to kind of implement it. I think NFHS was a little hesitant to implement this, worried about maybe the have and have nots in schools. You know, obviously, because this could be anywhere from a couple $100 expense. There's also systems out there that are, you know, a couple $1,000. So, you know, I think that was a concern from NFHS, which is why they've been so hesitant over the years to implement something like this. But again, I think it's going to be that initial first step. And I think down the road, there may be opportunities to further implement some technology, which I think will, again, maybe benefit from the pace of play and just more effective communication from the dugout to the players on the field.
Yeah, and you mentioned, too, about the umpire's jurisdiction over the game. Me being a high school umpire myself, you know, what kind of added, responsibility or control does this give to the umpires?
Yeah, you know, I think they've always had jurisdiction over the field of play. I think just maybe re-emphasizing that, just that, you know, they're overseeing the play in the field, the coaching and the players, everybody involved in that. And so just understand that they have the end-all, be-all decision-making responsibilities of the game being played. I think the other point to go along with this is that game management should be responsible for the crowd. Unfortunately, sometimes that is not the case, and umpires have to set in when crowd spectators are starting to have a negative impact on the game being played. But we're hopeful that game management will help skew that and take care of most of those so that umpire does not have to, and they can focus their concentration on where it should be, which is the field of play.
Yeah, and just one other question for you. Kind of, have you noticed kind of in your position of if changes in the rules that have been implemented over the last couple years, have you noticed any changes now that you've had a little time to kind of see the results of how they're affecting the game now at all?
You know, a little bit. Obviously, I think it's very small sample size, so it's really hard to see that over a short span of a couple of years. I know a couple of years doesn't sound like a short span, but I think you need a good 3 to 5 years or more to really see some positive results from some of these. I do think that we have some things trending that way, you know, and that's where we're hopeful that that path will continue. Obviously, quite a few years in now with pitch counts. I do think that's had a positive impact. I think coaches are more understanding what that looks like. I think it's better protecting the athletes, just as an example of something that we've implemented here in Iowa. But again, I think we're still going to want to see more data to really show the positive impact that it has had. And again, that's just one of those things that it takes time to see that. But again, like with the radio communication, I think it'll be a while before we can see it used appropriately and efficiently. But, you know, over time, I do think that we'll see the positive gains from that.
Well, Andy, I appreciate your time visiting with me today, and I look forward to another good high school baseball season this summer.
Absolutely, Clayton. Thanks for having me, and thanks for being an umpire. And, you know, thank you to all those great umpires out there. You know, obviously, without them, these games do not happen. And so appreciate the work that you and everyone else does to make these games go.
Once again, that was Iowa High School Athletic Association Assistant Director Andy Umpham to discuss rule changes for the 2024 season for Iowa High School Baseball. For KNIA Carolette Sports on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.